Hello and welcome to the Feck It Fun, Fabulous and Free Eating Disorder Recovery Podcast. I'm Helly and I'm here to provide regular bursts of information and inspiration, some neuroscience applicable to eating disorder recovery, perhaps a few rants, but otherwise lots of positivity with a bit of a feck it attitude, some fun and a sprinkling of fabulousness to help everyone find freedom in recovery. Hi there, hello and welcome to this episode of the Feck It Fun, Fabulous and Free Eating Disorder Recovery Podcast. I hope that you are doing okay today, and to any of my American listeners, a very happy Thanksgiving for last week. I appreciate I'm a little bit late in saying happy Thanksgiving, but happy Thanksgiving nonetheless for the last week that we've just had. And to any of you at the moment, whether you celebrate Thanksgiving or Christmas or Hanukkah or any other celebrations that might be happening at this time of year, I appreciate that with an eating disorder, this can be a very difficult time of year for a lot of people. Because what do celebrations involve? They involve food most of the time. They involve people getting together, changes to routines, unusual patterns and habits, people sitting around and eating and just being. And what do eating disorders hate the most? They hate sitting around eating and just being. So this can be a really hard time of year when you have an eating disorder. But if you are really focused on overcoming the eating disorder this year, then maybe this year can be different. This year you don't have to go into it thinking, oh, I hate this time of year, it's so horrible and stressful and I just get so anxious. And I really, really hate it. Because yes, you might feel like that, and that might have been your experience of this time of year for years and years gone by. But this year can be different because you can make it different. This year doesn't have to be terrifying. You could go into this year deciding, I am going to eat. I'm going to sit and eat. And I'm going to let myself just be fabulous while I sit and eat and let my body and my life grow. And people can watch me do that, and I will be proud of doing that. So when you start to feel the anxiety building about this time of year and all that it might involve, just remind yourself that you don't have to be stressed about it. This year can be different. This year you can choose to be fabulous and eat and just go with the moment. But when you start to really think about all that these coming weeks might involve, all the social occasions you might have, all the family you might have visiting, just take a step back and stop yourself from getting completely overwhelmed by thinking about it all at once. You only have to take it one day at a time. You only have to take it half a day at a time. So just pull yourself back from future tripping into thoughts about, oh my gosh, how am I going to cope with all of these things happening all in the same few weeks? One day at a time, you will cope. But what I'd also say is, any of the events that just don't need to happen or that you just feel are too much at the moment, it's okay to minimize what you do this year so that you can keep your focus on eating, on resting, and on recovery. So that then all the following years can be as fabulous as possible. But whatever feels right to you, do what feels right for you to be able to prioritize overcoming the eating disorder alongside the celebrations that might be happening at this time of year. And just try and avoid your brain going into that complete overwhelm mode, bringing yourself back to today and just coping with what you have to do today to eat, to rest, to let your body gain weight, and to get out of energy deficit. So that's a little side note anyway, and today's episode is a slightly different one. As I'm calling it, I just can't decide what to eat. And it's about food decisions when you have an eating disorder and when you're overcoming an eating disorder. So having to decide what to eat is something that most people with eating disorders struggle with, when they're finally allowing themselves to eat more and abstain from the restriction that has been a powerful part of the eating disorder and the addiction to energy deficit. And perhaps they now look at all the food options that are available and express complete overwhelm with that I just can't decide what to eat. I just can't cope with these decisions. And it's understandable that when you've been eating restrictively for years and then open your mind to unlimited food options and unlimited food amounts, that this can leave you feeling exhilarated, but with an excitement that's coupled with anxiety, agitation, and feelings of wrongdoing about eating more. And all of that can then culminate in feelings of overwhelm and decision paralysis when it comes to food choices. Be that what foods you eat, how much, where, when, who with, and so on and so forth. So many of you listening are probably nodding your heads in recognition of daily scenarios such as, do I eat the donut or the muffin? I just can't decide. I just don't know. And then feeling trapped in that frozen spot of, I don't know which one to have. And then because you feel so frozen and paralyzed by that, perhaps then reaching for your very safe cereal bar instead. But if that is something you recognize, then I'm going to put a question to you. Do you really need to decide? And I don't mean by that, do you really need to decide between the donut and the muffin? No, you don't, just go and eat the cereal bar. What I mean by that is, do you really need to decide on whether you eat the donut or the muffin? We all have to make a lot of decisions every day. And for some decisions, the path we choose can have important and even life-changing consequences. But when it comes to decisions about food during the process of abstaining from restriction, deciding between two or more options might just be proving so difficult because you're allowing yourself to believe that you have to decide on one or the other. When you're overcoming a restrictive eating disorder, abstaining from restriction and eating to gain your life back, perhaps any decision paralysis you are facing with food just needs a little bit of reframing. So when you actually think about what the word decide means, the origin of the word to decide is from Latin, and it actually means to cut off. So if you consider other words that end with side, so C-I-D-E, you get words such as homicide and suicide, which mean to cut off or kill another person, as in homicide, or to cut off or kill oneself, as in suicide. So when you're having to decide on something, it literally means to cut off or kill the alternatives and only take the chosen path. Now, naturally, there are many situations in life where we do have to decide on a chosen path, cutting off all the alternatives. What house we are going to buy is a decision that can be hard because when you choose one, you're really having to say that you will go with it, accepting the risk that another more perfect option could be put up for sale tomorrow. Or when we choose a big life path, such as investing in a new career, or even choosing a life partner, we're accepting any FOMO that might arise from that choice, and we're committing in ways that can be challenging. Because what if it doesn't work out, or something or someone else would have been a better fit? But when we do decide on one option, for example, we decide we will buy this house, we will accept this job, we will marry this person, and so we cut off all the other options that are already present or any that might arise in the immediate future, then actually sometimes it can be quite a relief. And that's when we just let excitement set in about the path we have chosen and how incredible it will be. And this can be the case too when you decide to commit to overcoming an eating disorder, because when it comes to eating disorders, deciding to jump into the process of overcoming it and all that's entailed with that is a huge decision that you make. When you decide to abstain from the pursuit of energy deficit and finally disengage from the yes but arguments that your brain creates in an attempt to persuade you not to, then that too can feel a relief and even quite exciting when you start to plan what your process to bash the eating disorder out your life could look like and imagine how it will feel to let yourself eat and rest in ways that you haven't for so long. So you do have to decide to commit to overcoming an eating disorder, and you do have to decide to commit to letting your body gain weight and do what it needs to do to overcome the eating disorder. And sometimes you might have to decide to stay committed to that several times a day or even several times an hour. But I'm going to propose that you don't have to decide between food choices. When you're trying to decide between more than one food option in a given moment, and it feels overwhelming, distressing, and frustrating, and it feels like this is such an important decision in your life to be making, it's only feeling that way because you're imagining that you have to cut off some of the available options when you really want them all. Or the restrictive side of your brain is trying to persuade you to cut off options that are more terrifying, but the real you really wants. And when it's like this, it's also likely that you'll be thinking to yourself, what if I pick one and it's substandard and maybe the other option would have been better and I missed out on it? But you don't have to miss out on this or any foods any longer. You are overcoming a restrictive eating disorder. No foods are off limits anymore. You don't have to choose between the donut or the muffin because you really can have both. Yes, you have to pick what to have first, but just grab the closest one and then have the next. And that's not being greedy. That's not overeating. This is eating to what your brain and your body are asking you for. And they're only asking you for these things because you need them at the moment. The more you can do this and show your brain that foods are no longer off limits or rationed, the sooner your brain will lose this food scarcity mindset that creates this challenge with food decisions, and the sooner your brain understands that all the foods are now there to be eaten, now and in the future. So in time, your brain will then feel calmer, that it's okay to just pick something quickly, because the other options, and even more options than these, will still be there whenever you want them. So when you're next struggling with decision paralysis when it comes to food, and it's feeling more emotional, hard, and important than any food decision in life should, just take a step back and decide that you don't need to decide. You don't need to cut off any food options ever again if you don't want to. You can have what you want, when you want, as much as you want, starting right now with as many of the foods that you have been forcing yourself to decide between as the real you really wants. Decide on just one thing to overcome this eating disorder, using all the support you can find and taking your own true empowerment to abstain from restriction and open your mind to unlimited food potential. And with it comes incredible life potential. So don't force yourself to decide between this food or the other food. Just take all the foods you know deep down that you really want and in fact need to eat right now. Because when you do, that's when life gets bigger and more wonderful. And that's when you can cope with life so much better. So that's my little thought for today. As I say, it is a slightly shorter episode today because I've been rushing to get something out today for you. And there's been other things happening in life for me at the moment, which mean that I haven't been able to put as much time into producing a podcast episode as I normally have. And with that, that's also just to say that in the coming weeks, my episodes coming out might be a little bit more sporadic, because I do have other things happening in life at the moment with moving and doing other things. So it's actually not because of Christmas and that side of this time of year that things might be a little bit slower in putting out podcasts at the moment. It's really because I've got big moves ahead that are taking up more of my time and focus. but hopefully in the new year I'll be back on form and producing more regularly. And I still will be putting out episodes in the coming month. It might just be, as I say, a little bit more sporadic than usual. But I'm thinking of you all, and as I say, I know this time of year is not the easiest for a lot of you, but it can be better than you think it's going to be. Anxiety will make us predict the worst in any situation and make us feel like it's going to be terrible, when in fact, it just might not be so terrible after all, and you might even find ways to have fun. You never know. Go eat, go be fabulous, rest, allow your life to grow, and allow yourself to grow. I'm Helly. This is the Feck It Fun, Fabulous and Free Eating Disorder Recovery Podcast. I'll speak to you very soon. Bye. Thank you for listening to the Feck It Fun, Fabulous and Free Eating Disorder Recovery Podcast. Don't forget, eating disorder recovery doesn't have to be boring and doesn't have to be serious. Now go and grab yourself some food and have a fabulous rest of the day.